The new government of Pakistan is negotiating a ceasefire agreement with Pashtun tribes whose lands border Afghanistan. This is the area where Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are strong, and the talks are causing some consternation in Washington. The Pakistani government is led by the party of the late Benazir Bhutto. One of the key people they are negotiating about is the man who the U.S. and the previous Pakistani government say was behind her assassination. For more on the agreement, we turn to NPR's Phil Reeves, who's in Islamabad, Pakistan. Phil, welcome. And first, who is negotiating with whom and how far have the negotiations gone?
Well, on one side, you've got tribal elders of the Mesud tribe. That's one of the main tribes in Waziristan. And on the other side, you've got a representative of the government of Pakistan. Now, one official reportedly today said that talks are in an advanced state and that they have the backing of the Pakistani military and senior political leaders in Islamabad. It should be said, though, that they don't directly involve Baitullah Massoud. Now, he's the man, as you mentioned, the Pakistan Taliban leader accused by the CIA and General Pervez Musharraf when he was in power of being behind Benazir Bhutto's assassination, although many in Pakistan dispute whether he was or not. However, Pakistani government officials have negotiated with Massoud before. Some months back, for example, when he took several hundred of their soldiers hostage, they talked with him.
And under the terms of the agreement as it's been developed so far, what would each side do? What would the government do and what would the Massoud tribe do?
Well, this agreement's been seen by several news organizations, including the New York Times, and they say that it has 15 points. Broadly speaking, the Massoud tribal people would agree that they'd play no part in attacks on government forces or suicide attacks in Pakistan throughout the country. They'd agree to expel foreign militants from their territory within a month of signing the deal and to provide information on militant training camps and to release government officials that they've been holding hostage and to respect also the writ of the state in the tribal areas. In return, they get the release of prisoners. They get development projects and the withdrawal of Pakistan's regular army forces from their area.
Now, is this the very kind of deal that the U.S. and that Benazir Bhutto herself faulted Pervez Musharraf for making, that is, conceding some control of the tribal areas to militant tribal leaders?
Well, the government's writ never really ran in Waziristan, but yes, it's true that Bhutto was critical, very critical of Musharraf for not taking a tough enough stance, in her view, against Islamist militants. Islamist extremism was one of her strongest, perhaps her strongest theme on the campaign trail.
Can we go back to one provision of this 15-point agreement? That is to say, the Massoud tribal leaders saying that within, I gather, a rather short period of time, they would get rid of foreign fighters in their area. How significant is that?
Well, it depends on how much weight you give to the claims that Al-Qaeda is strong in that part of the tribal areas. That is the claim that's been made by the U.S., but it is disputed by some of those who study the area, who say that the people who are strong there are principally the Taliban rather than Al-Qaeda, although they do not dispute that there are some foreigners in the area, including, for example, Chechens and Uzbeks. Clearly, getting rid of them from the area is a priority for the Pakistani government because it's in the draft agreement. So it does appear to be that the presence of foreigners is an issue there. The US and, of course, the government of neighbouring Afghanistan would place a lot of weight on the foreigners in the tribal areas as a problem for them, and they do believe that it is a base, a significant base for Al-Qaeda.
Do these negotiations involving the Pakistani government, does it suggest a different policy in Islamabad toward the United States, and are there implications here for U.S.-Pakistani relations?
Well, top officials from the new coalition government in Pakistan have said from the moment that they were elected that they favoured negotiating with militants, including the Taliban. Though they said they wouldn't negotiate with all militants, they did say they would negotiate with militants in the tribal areas. Now, the new government says that it does recognise the threat of Islamist extremism, but it wants to tackle the issue in its own way and not in Washington's way.
NPR's Phil Reeves in Islamabad. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You're welcome.